Today I'd like to talk to you about Robert Clyde Jones, Bobby Jones, born December 18, 1951, voted into the NBA Hall of Fame this year, 2019. 6'9", 210 pounds, played for the University of North Carolina. He is a first-round pick, fifth pick overall, and he had been selected by the Houston Rockets. Number 24, he played for the Denver Nuggets from 74 to 78, and then for the Philadelphia 76ers from 78 to 1986. An NBA champion in 1983, a four-time NBA All-Star, eight-time NBA All-Defensive First Team, NBA All-Defensive Second Team, NBA Sixth Man of the Year, ABA All-Star, All-ABA Second Team, two-time ABA All-Defensive First Team, the ABA All-Rookie First Team. His number 24 has been retired by the Philadelphia 76ers, and he made it to the Coach Wooden Keys to Life Award in 2005. Combined ABA and NBA statistics, 11,391 points, 5,739 rebounds, and 2,522 assists. He played in the Olympics in the 1972 Munich team that received the silver. Let me read to you something that I think says a lot about him. Bobby Jones was one of the most admired defenders ever to wear an NBA uniform. He's also considered one of the most virtuous. While most other players depended on the occasional thrown elbow, hip check, or grab of the uniform to gain an advantage, Jones relied on hustle and determination. It was Jones' stellar defense along with his other specialties such as leadership that made him a standout sixth man. Opposing teams could ill afford to relax on defense when Jones came off the bench, and they also had to work a lot harder on offense to get the ball in or even near the basket. Jones's coaches would marvel that he was so good at things they had trouble getting many other players to do, such as blocking shots, moving without the ball, hustling back on defense, tipping passes, diving after loose balls, and giving up an open outside shot so a teammate could hit from the inside, all things that rarely, if ever, show up in the box score. Jones was as unselfish as a player could get, so much so that coaches had to implore him to take more shots. Says here, Bobby Jones gives you 2 hours of his blood, showers, and goes home. Former Sixers general manager Pat Williams told NBA Today, if I was going to ask a youngster to model after someone, I would pick Bobby Jones. Added longtime 76er teammate Julius Erving, he's a player who's totally selfless, who runs like a deer, jumps like a gazelle, plays with his head and heart each night, and then walks away from the court as if nothing happened. As for his almost polite approach to the game, Jones believed that anything less would have been downright unchristian. If I have to play defense by holding on, that's when I quit, Jones said early in his career. If I have to use an elbow to get position, then I'm going to have to settle for another position. And if I foul or if the official makes a mistake, there's no use screaming about it. It won't change things or make me happier. On one of the few occasions Jones did address a referee, it was to point out that if the official had called a foul on the wrong player. It was Jones, not a teammate, who was guilty party. The trusting ref changed his call and assigned the fault to Jones, his fifth of the game. Larry Brown, Jones' coach with the Denver Nuggets, remarked, watching Bobby Jones on the basketball court is like watching an honest man in a liar's poker game. The 6'9" forward played with an almost boyish respect for the game, its rules, and its traditions. He always raised his hand when called for a foul. When Nuggets teammate Paul Silas showed him less than legal way to get a rebounding position, Jones said, no thanks. For veterans like Paul, I consider that executive privilege, Jones said, but that's not my game. As for vices such as drinking, smoking, and cursing, they were out of the question. When a computer-generated ranking sponsored by Seagram Distillers rated Jones the NBA's most consistent and productive player in 76 and 77, Jones turned over the $10,000 prize to religious charities. At the award dinner, held without alcohol at Jones's request, he pronounced from the podium, I'm definitely against whiskey, and I just felt God gave me this money not to keep but to use. And while I never asked teammates or coaches to avoid expletives, they frequently found themselves crying out, oh shoot, in his presence. Jones also brought to the game the demeanor and expression of a bank teller. Nothing seemed to disturb him. The final buzzer meant the end of just another day on the job. He has a rare ability to divorce himself from the games after they end. Dean Smith, Jones' coach at North Carolina, told the Philadelphia Daily News in 1984, "He is a man at peace with himself. It's what I term internal affirmation. And in Bobby, it's strong." So, think about that. It's also amazing they played the sport at all, because he suffers from asthma as well as an occasional epileptic seizure and a chronic heart disorder, both of which require medication. So we have a man here who takes so seriously his walk with Christ that all of these things are affected, and yet he's able to make it to the Hall of Fame. He's able to do what needs to be done. I love this verse in Psalm 19, verse 14. It says this: "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." What a great testimony. Pray that God continues to use Bobby Jones.